From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of jazz. Getting the hour underway with a classic from Charles Mingus on bass, going back to 1957 for his Atlantic Records release The Clown, with Curtis Porter on sax, Jimmy Nepper trombone, Wade Leggie piano, and Danny Richmond on drums. This one's called Blue Sea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Closing that set with a young Chinese saxophonist. Her name is Shauna Yang. She's featured on alto sax here with Lu Renon on piano, Wei Sheng Lin bass, and Seiji Ochiai on drums. A track from Shauna's 2015 release, the album Simple Life, we heard Circle. Before that, the duo of Brazilian guitarist Romero Lubambo and keyboardist Weber Drummond, who I believe is from the U.S., and their 1993 collaboration Face to Face, a nice collection of contemporary Brazilian jazz. We heard The Joy of a Pie. And we began the set and also the hour with Charles Mingus on bass, going back to the 50s for the album The Clown. We heard Blue Sea, C spelled C-E-E in this case. We'll begin this set with a quintet co-led by George Roberts, featured on alto and soprano sax, and Tom Harrell, featured on trumpet and flugelhorn. From 1998, the album Lonely Eyes, with Dado Moroni on piano, Reggie Johnson on bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums, this is the closing track, Adrienne. Thank you.
just like a bell that keeps on ringing for me. And from the way that I feel, whenever church bells start to peal, well, I could swear I was falling. I could swear that I was falling. Well, it's almost like being in love.
That's a quartet featuring Israeli guitarist Roni Ben-Hur and Detroit pianist Barry Harris and his trio, with Lyle Atkinson on bass and Leroy Williams on drums. From 1995 and the album Backyard, we heard The Thrill Is Gone. Before that, a session recorded in New York City in 1955 for the album Hal McCusick Plays, Betty St. Clair Sings. It's a collaboration between jazz vocalist Betty St. Clair, who was known not merely for singing the lyrics of a jazz or pop tune straight through, but rather interpreting them in such a way so as to utilize her voice as a serious instrument in jazz, and multi-reed man Hal McCusick on alto sax, flute, and clarinet here, whose influences range from Charlie Parker to Benny Goodman. That session also featuring Billy Byers on trombone, who arranged the session, Phil Sunkel, trumpet, Gene DeNovi, piano, Jimmy Rainey, guitar, Clyde Lombardi, bass, and Jimmy Campbell on drums. We heard Almost Like Being in Love, that album reissued on CD on the Spanish Fresh Sound label. And we began the set with music from 1998 and the George Robert Tom Harrell Quintet, Adrienne from Lonely Eyes. It's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and the website qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is show number 1622. We'll begin our final set of the hour with trumpeter Donald Byrd, recorded in 1967 for the Blue Note label. The sessions cut at Rudy Van Gelder's Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey studio. At a time when Donald was still recording in a straight-ahead jazz vein, he would become known for his jazz funk and soul jazz recordings in the 70s. The album The Creeper, with Sonny Red on alto sax, Pepper Adams baritone sax, Chick Corea piano, Miroslav Vitus bass, and Mickey Roker on drums. This is Blues Well Done.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Las Vegas area guitarist Ted Vieira. It's just Ted on solo guitar for the entire album, a self-released project called Quiet Places. We heard Body and Soul. The late British pianist Derek Smith before that. Derek passed away in August of 2016, 2 days after celebrating his 85th birthday. But his recordings still live on. From 1989, the album Love for Sale, with George Duvivier on bass and Bobby Rosengarten on drums, and a real swinging rendition of Sweet Lorraine. And we began the set with Donald Byrd on trumpet, leading his sextet through Blues Well Done from The Creeper. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.